This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A story we talked about yesterday. Wanted to give a quick update, fellas. Told you about Travis Scott open hand slapping the living daylights out of Cody Rhodes.
He didn't hold back.
No, he did not. I told you there was a bit of a shiner on the side. Details from that. According to Dave Meltzer, and this coming from Bleacher Report, Cody Rhodes reportedly suffered a busted eardrum and black eye after a hit from Travis Scott during the Elimination Chamber match.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my God.
I knew he hit him hard. I knew that somebody suggested, maybe it was you, Clint, or somebody on the text line, that he could have busted an eardrum. Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, eye socket, eardrum, jaw. I mean,
it was all been, on the there,
yeah, there,
it, nailed the way, it.
The thing is his head was sideways like he was laying on a pillow, but it was a hard mat. There was zero give, and it was like Travis Scott was dropping a hammer on the side of his face. Not literally a hammer, but his hand as the hammer. Like, gosh,
some hammer
dang,
work.
Man. Like, I got to hear from Cody. I done seen videos of Travis and The Rock and Triple H and who was the other? Somebody else in there Travis was ranting and raving about. I got to hear Cody on this deal, man.
Yeah, well, Cody will talk Friday at SmackDown, but I need to hear a little bit more from Cody. Clint, judging by the videos I've watched of Travis Scott, it would not appear that Travis knows that he drilled him as hard as he did.
Or maybe he knows, and he's, I mean, when he's Triple really H safe. And The Rock are congratulating you, I guess you're probably pretty safe.
Yeah, but we've come out
you
of
still
it.
Ain't got that booger?
I did.
You ever picture
keep
those,
working like, at it, man.
He had his thumb in one nostril and his pointer finger in the other nostril.
I've been there.
What the hell is he doing?
Something got me.
Been there.
I think something flew in
I'm
there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
but
you.
But no, they were talking to him. They come out of character. Rock was Dwayne again.
Yeah.
And Triple H was Paul. But Travis comes out, oh my God, it was such a vibe. It was something I never felt before.
Yeah, well, I felt it
like
once I got in the ring.
Yeah, you're right. He said he's putting
a wrestling ring in every one of his cribs. He said, I'm going back to Houston and I'm putting a wrestling ring in every one of my cribs. And I'm going to gain 100 pounds and come back.
Glenn, I'm sorry. That did not look like a person who just walked through the curtain after just, damn, man, I laid one on him.
Yeah, like concern, there was no level of remorse or concern. Yeah,
like there was like, hey man, you think he's good?
First 48, he'd be going to jail. No, he showed no remorse. He showed no remorse. I'm telling the judge, you showed no remorse.
I'll be there waiting for old Cody to come through. Like, hey man, like, hey, dude, man, my bad.
It's got
to
be.
I don't think he realized.
Well, what are we going to do? What are you going to do if Travis Scott shows up in about 2 months and he looks like 50 Cent, all swole up and big and rest? Cody, they got to turn this into at some point, right? Cody's got a cheap shot.
Oh, Cody's got a receipt.
He's got to come back.
Oh, he's got a receipt.
What are you going to do if it's on stage at a concert? Like to end a Travis Scott concert.
I think it'll be in a ring or around wrestling.
How great would that be if Travis Scott has a big concert and literally as he signs, oh, all right, y'all, I'm out of here. He turns to walk off and Cody Rhodes comes out of nowhere, drops it on him.
Hey, because last year during this feud, The Rock smacked the hell out of Cody.
I remember you telling me about that.
And then Cody came back the next week and smacked the hell out of him.
Yeah, yeah. That's when Iraq made called his mama or something, didn't he? Or maybe sent the...
Hey, I never forget. Oh, Roman Reigns was in the ring with him, too. He looked over, he said, hey, man, you good? Like he ceased being Roman Reigns and was Joe. Like, hey, man, you good? like that was... So that was wow. But, man, that man, busted eardrum and black eye after that hit from Chris.
The hell is that?
I don't mean to interrupt, but we do have breaking news.
Is this our breaking news sounder now? I hadn't heard of this one.
All this right. Time it is. We got breaking news.
It's not Texans or you got the big voice guy. What is it?
Well, if you've been listening with us on this Tuesday afternoon on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk, The Drive, Sterner and Hughley, you would know that there's been a cow on the loose.
No, do we have a resolution?
On these Houston streets. We have a resolution.
Oh,
from
God, KH,
from KHOU Channel 11. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo said that a cow got loose around 7 a.m. this morning.
That was early.
She has been quickly corralled. She has been restrained. She has been caught up with. No more tearing up these Houston streets for this cow. She is in custody and heading back to NRG Stadium. We have resolution.
You know what? I knew by the way she took off that was abroad. I knew it the whole way. The way she was avoiding
him, running from you like that.
The way she took off, I knew that
a bull would have ran through a boy.
Yeah, I knew that was a dame. I knew that was a bride. So they captured her. She's good.
Yes,
they gonna let her ass out. They gonna put her in solitary confinement. Your ass can't get out.
I got a little more. I got a little more detail.
Oh, you got
a little more detail here.
From my boy
KG Joseph on Twitter.
I guess her name's not dirty, but go ahead.
Well, he's on a livestock committee, so they got a name for this when one gets loose. It's actually called Johnny Football. You'd appreciate that.
I respect it. Yeah. Messed
this
up,
one
Hacker.
Here, and I'm gonna read this because it's obviously accurate. Because you just said 5 minutes, right? This one got out within 5 minutes of them starting the unloading this morning.
She had a plan.
And she ran straight towards the gate. The gate man didn't hear the radio call to close it. So who that wasn't the gate man that tried to tackle him down the street, was it? She was trying to keep his job.
It ain't that deep, dog. It ain't that deep. You better go drive a FedEx. It is not that deep at all.
By the way, you said she wasn't out long, or she was caught quickly. She wasn't caught quick enough for old boy to not get injured.
That is the damnedest thing. She was waiting to get out. Where was she going to get?
She had a plan.
I think she was going to go get her some.
Yeah, maybe she knew a bull down the street or something.
This must be her. She comes every year. This must be her trip. She got a dude here.
From the looks of it, she's headed towards that old hotel in the corner right there.
She heard of some old bull down at the post oak. She's trying to get down there.
Wait, old Sprint's chair, that's north of NRG, isn't it? That bull's heading north.
Maybe she heard of a bull up in Tomball.
Stop talking about this.
She was trying to get to some bull she heard about up in Tomball.
This fool's
heard he really lays it down.
That bull was heading north.
I was trying to figure out what kind of bull she was looking for. She was heading down to that quickie motel down there.
Trying to get a quickie.
Yeah, she'd had a chance back in the day.
She wanted to be a cowboy, see if this bull could buck her off.
Picked up some dinner over there at Slim's Chicken and swung around.
If she was heading up towards River Oaks, I'm out, boys. I'm out. I ain't your bull, baby.
Some bull she knew of back in her younger days that she heard was up north now.
She's
heading towards that Papados down there.
Let's just be honest, man. She a hoe.
River Oaks, I'm out.
She's a hoe. That cow's a hoe, man. That cow. This is her little circuit. She got one in San Antonio. She's trying to get to. She got one here.
They just came from San Antonio.
Yeah, she
San
did.
Antonio rodeo just happened.
I mean, going in raw too.
She's getting down Corpus Way.
Got another one there. Well, I'm glad they're safe and they didn't have to use the tranquilizer.
She got her old coastal bull down there on the water.
I hope she got her thirst quenched, you know, or else she's just going to do this all over again.
All I can just imagine that cow sitting there. All right, I'm waiting for the opening. And I can get to old Herschel. I'll
wait for sneaky heifer. Herschel.
Coming up next.
No one makes me move like Herschel.